If somebody's complaining about rheumatism and they might be bothering them a little bit, and they might say, I'm getting kind of stiff in my
shoulders, my arms and things begin to hurt, my knees, my legs, that's right, all of that.
All right, all of these young men nowadays want to lift weights and run and take good care of themselves. They want to build up their
muscles and...
All right, and you wear shoes on your
foot.
And two of those are, I mean, you know, you got one foot.
Two feet. Right foot and left foot.
Somebody's been sick a while and maybe lost a lot of weight and, you know, been down for a while. You might go see them, and how would you say they look?
I see you so-and-so. Show do look bad, but I wouldn't tell her that, but she done fell off. She just looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't look right. You know anybody been big and fat and fall off little? They just look so bad to me.
They do. You can't ever get used to
that's
it.
That's right. If anybody always been little, you know, it ain't as bad as somebody big and fat.
All right, what about a fella that,
about Miss mother-in-law, Miss she died about 2 months ago or something like that. And she said she hadn't been a bit of count since she was 65.
Hadn't done what?
Hadn't been no count to do nothing since she was 65.
Well, do you say they're real lively or that they sure do get along good? Or how do you talk
well,
about people?
Well, they... She was just lively as she could be and everything, but she said she just wasn't able to do nothing much. She just couldn't get about to do like she did when she was young. And she told me more time to look. She said, Hattie, I don't see how in the world that you can do much work as you do.
I don't see how you do
it. And old as you is. She said, well, I ain't been worth nothing since I was 65.
Well, now, when your children were growing up, and sometimes they might have stayed out later than they usually
that's
came
that's right.
And you might say, I know I shouldn't, but I'm beginning to feel a little bit...
worried, because they ain't come in on time. Mm-hmm. And I don't sleep till mine come in, you know, that way. You can't sleep. Now, the man, he'll sleep himself to death, but that ma ain't going to do it. And I could hear mine coming before they got to the door. I could hear them walking, coming in. Sure could.
Well, sometimes you get a little, you might be here by yourself. And it might be getting nightfall or something, you know. And you might hear a noise outside, you know. And you don't really know what it is, so you get a little bit
nervous. Don't know what it feels. That's right, I get a little nervous. And I can go to the door and look, too, and see. Can I see what it is?
Sometimes I'm too afraid to do it.
Go, I know it in a town like you, but I chin, you know, it ain't as dangerous out here in the country it is. But it's getting dangerous everywhere, ain't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
I think
and ain't that shooting and killing up the police and things, I declare, it's just pitiful.
I
hate to be one.
I would, too.
Now, your life's in danger.
They had a shooting in this morning's paper.
Sure enough. Well, they shot a police yesterday sometime, but they